it's a situation that it's complicated because normally they are requested to have already work experience, but at the same time, they don't receive the opportunity to have that experience. That trends are going for already several years, but during the crisis, it was even stronger.
There's a lot of emphasis of late on telling the youth to get a vocational education, life skills. There's a lot of emphasis on entrepreneurship. Can everyone be an entrepreneur?
That's a very interesting question. And yes, everyone who has the interest and who follows training on entrepreneurship can create or at least understand and try to create an enterprise. The barriers that they can find, for example, legislations or different ways how to go further of the idea. Because of young people entering on this vocational training is that there's a skills mismatch in the labor market. There are a lot of young people, for example, in developing countries who are following, for example, high-level university degrees. But at the end, when they finish their school in general, they are encountering a big problem, and that is that the labor market is not really in need of those skills. So they are going back to school in order to match the needs of the labor market.
The ILO says that the youth should be given a voice on unemployment issues. Can you tell us what the young people are saying?
There was a forum that was organized, and for example, we had a girl from Morocco. She is 23 years old, and she said that high rates of unemployment discourage people from getting married because they won't have enough means to build a family. In general, what they were saying is that it's getting really, really difficult to get a job, that unemployment is creating a lot of consequences. One of them, for example, a global one that can be one of the good examples in a case study too, is the Arab Spring. How young people who are getting frustrated are arriving to organize themselves and to try to make their voice to be heard.